feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Rodney and I are glad that you guys decided to join us tonight. This is going to be our. Well, Rodney, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. There's a little bit of static in yours. I'm not sure what it is, but there's a little bit of static. But yes, I'm here.
A little bit of static. You still hear it now? Still going on as I talk?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if I have it too close to me. Hold on, I'm gonna. And I think I know what that might be, so let me do this. Okay. It's always something you guys, I forgot. I'm having issues with my phone, so I'm using someone else's phone. So how about that, Rodney? I moved the phone a little bit away from me. Is that any better? Because if not, I'll just take this baby off and use the phone, because I don't want to have static out there. So how is it? I'll tell you what, Tasha, you're on. Tell me if you hear static as well, because Rodney might just be because you and I are on the same little link, I guess, here. So, Tasha, if you don't mind, will you text me and tell me what you hear? I see that you're out there. Oh, Rodney, we got a lot of listeners tonight. Cool.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Back in here, because we don't want static. Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to disconnect this baby, and I'm going to go old school on him. Can't go wrong with old school. So let me figure out how to detach myself from new school and get back on old school. So let's do this. Rodney, while I'm doing this, why don't you go ahead and tell, I was going to kind of do the intro stuff, but why don't you go ahead and let me congratulate you while I fix myself up here and get right so that we don't have static. But why don't you go ahead, let us congratulate you on your new adventure. So tell the good people what has happened since our last show and what you're doing while I disconnect here, okay?
That sounds good. Yeah, we need you to fix that. Right now it sounds like an AM radio station. But and by all means, anyone out there listening, please let me know if I don't sound right. But since the last time we've been on the show, there have been some major changes in my life. And I'll just give you guys the instant replay. So back in 2014, I started pursuing my endorsement in educational leadership, school leadership, and I finished last fall and was kind of, you know, was looking for jobs last spring, and nothing really. There were jobs out there, but no one was calling me back, and not even in the school division where I was working. There were a couple of openings at our high school, and I applied, and you know, didn't hear anything back from them. And then last summer, and even as recent as this September, there were openings for assistant principals at our middle school, and same thing, I applied, nothing, not even an interview. And so I'm one of those people that I don't get flustered easily, and a lot of times I don't get mad when things don't go my way. I just say, you know what, this just isn't it, and there's something else. And you know, while I'm not a person who, you know, goes to church every Sunday or goes to church, you know, three or four times a week, I am somebody who believes that, you know, God and I have a great relationship. And so I always believe that he's going to allow things to work out the way that they should for me, even if I can't see it myself at the time. And one of the things that I started doing in my free time was just going on Google and just in the search engine typing assistant principal vacancies. And so, I started seeing them. And so one of them, you know, I applied and didn't know what to expect, but just say, you know what, you know, let me just take a crack at this. And so I applied. I applied December the 6th and the job closed on the 10th. Well, on the 16th, I got a phone call for an interview on the 23rd, and okay, cool, like, let me go. And so I went into the interview, didn't really know what to expect. Like, I knew how to interview for teaching jobs, but, like, this is, you know, brand new. And so I walk in, and, like, there were all these people on the panel, and I'm like, okay, like, normally, like, stuff doesn't, you know, rattle me, and it's like, okay, like, whatever, like, it's just people. But for some reason, you know, I wasn't myself or didn't feel like I was my usual self. And, you know, I did well enough to be invited back for a second interview. And lo and behold, I ended up getting called back for a third interview with the regional superintendent. And so Friday, December 1st, I started my job as an assistant principal, brand new school division. But it has been a very interesting journey, but exciting at the same time. And it's more than I would have thought would have happened. So what I'm going to say to everyone listening is, live your life, do what you're supposed to do that's going to put you where you need to be in order for you to get what you're supposed to have. Because it's not meant for you to figure it out. It's not meant for you to have all of the answers. And don't put limits on yourself. Don't put limits on God, because you don't know what's out there for you. I would have never thought that I was going to a different school division. Different school, maybe, but different school division, would have never thought that, especially not, you know, in the middle of the school year. Like, I would have never thought, like things would have played out the way that they have. And my new school has been nothing but amazing to me from the day that I started. I mean, people have just been great. And so I'm going to tell everybody, like, who's listening, you can have the things that you want. The question is, what are you willing to do to get them? Tammy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Tammy, did you disappear?
Oh, sorry. I muted out while I was trying to fix my new stuff here going on. Can you guys hear me better now? Is that better, Rodney?
Yes, that is excellent.
Okay, great. I was saying how appropriate and what an appropriate place, I guess, to kind of start the show. So I'm glad it worked out this way than us bringing you in to say that in the middle or towards the end. I like how you just allow life to happen. And I like the fact that I'm learning to be there. I'm learning to get there and just accept life as it comes to us, because I really believe that life, our life, is our greatest teacher if we would but allow it to be. But so often I think we get caught up in what we think it should be, how it should be, what it should look like, when it should be this way, and so forth. And we get lost. We get lost, and we get frustrated. We become more resentful towards life. So we won't start the show there, but I just want to say congratulations to you again. I'm very, very proud of you. I remember when you were taking the classes. I remember, and we've had this conversation about you taking your test. And you're always saying, I shared this with you, I like how you always just say whatever God has, whatever his will is, basically, even when it came to if you pass the test. Like, I went in, I did my best. If God allows it, I'll go for it. I'll take that step. If he doesn't, hey, I'll go back and take it again, no sweat. And that's where we should be. That I think when we're at that place in life, that what we're really saying is, God, I trust you. God, I have no control over what, when, how, and if you will, but your will be done, in a sense. So congratulations. You motivate me. I'll say that. So welcome, everybody, again. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is our first show in a very long time. I don't know the last show we did, but it's been a couple of Mondays, a couple of months, I guess. And this will be our last show for 2017. We'll be back Monday, January 8th, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So that is not changing. However, we're going to change, not change the format, but we're going to start doing more interviewing, more having more people on the show to share their stories, their life, you know, however it may be, but we want to get more people involved, hear more stories, and then, of course, Rodney and I, as of right now, I think we'll try to at least get in once a month. I think we will get in once a month, I'll say that, to bring you shows that are specifically for helping and assisting you grow, as it assists me, for sure, in my own personal growing. So if that being said, if you have a story that you want to share, authors, and you don't have to be an author, if you just have something, if your life, our life is our story. However, I think every story has a way of promoting God's glory. no matter who you are, no matter what you've been through, where you are right now, if you want to share your story, contact us. You don't have to be on TV. You don't have to be famous. You can be the stay-at-home mom who feels like she's displaced and lost her way. That story is someone else's glory and yours, if you would but tell it. Tell your journey. What has it been like? What's your day-to-day? How do you get through? Because at some point, everybody has that day. It may not be the same, but everybody has that day. So if you know someone, if you are that person, if you're doing something that you want to promote, if you have something that you want to do and you can't find the motivation, the determination, and you just want to share, you just want to ask, how do I get it? What are other people doing? But we're too quiet in our journey of life. So keep that in mind, and we will start, again, January 8th. Now, January 8th, I think Rodney and I hadn't talked about this, but we'll probably come on and just kind of kick off the new year, you know, with our stuff. And then we have a few people set to be on. I think we probably are set through March, I think. I'll have to go back and look at that. But, again, that does not mean that there's not a place for you. Want to remind you guys of the trash can baby. Continue to move your trash cans. And for those new listeners, what we ask our listeners to do in order to promote change, to promote transformation, to promote how easy it is to get caught up in your own mindset, your routine of things, and just become, just live life on cruise control, autopilot, so to speak. You just do things without thinking. You think without thinking because you are set. You have accepted life as it is. And it's a difference in accepting life as it is and welcoming life as it comes. There's a difference. So move your trash cans, and as you do that, or when you do that, monitor how many times you return to its old location, to the old location. So you'll find that you've moved it, but you find yourself going back to where it was to get rid of your trash. And this is what I mean by autopilot, cruise control, how we just kind of get stuck in the motion of things. Things become habits, whether good or bad. They become habits that we just kind of accept and adapt to. And if you want to share that story with us, you know, what do you go through? What do you do and what do you think when you go back to the trash can? Make it a household game, you know, with your spouse and your children. Continuously move things just to keep your thought process of change and transformation going. Let's see. Did I miss anything, Rodney?
The only thing I'm going to say is that if you guys have a question or comment for the show tonight, don't forget to press the number 1, and we'll pull you in by your area code and last 4 digits of your phone number. Or if you are listening online and you want to join the chat room and type your comments there, you can definitely do that, and we will we'll read your comments on the air. You are more than welcome to be anonymous. We do understand that sometimes we have to be, whether it be because of our family or because of our jobs, and so we don't want to put anyone in an uncompromising situation. So feel free to jump in. I know that there are some things I'm going to try to touch on tonight. I love the topic, Tammy. So some things I want to touch on. They may be a little controversial, but nevertheless, definitely want people to jump in.
Okay, great. I want to start, so I did forget something, a couple of things. Thank you, Rodney. You guys, I'm going to use that for this really quickly. We can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone and should not want to do it alone. I wasn't even connected to the chat line until Rodney mentioned it, so we need people. We were created for relationship. We were created for connectedness. We were created to bond and inspire one another, to hold each other up. But this world has made us a bit selfish, a bit needy, self-centered, and so forth, and that does hinder your transformation, your change. Tonight's show is basically be the change you want to see in the world and in people, especially in people, because we expect so much of people, but we're willing to give so little, or we're only willing to give based on a measurement of someone else's giving. I'm going to say that again. Where most of us, not all, or at some time, and I'll say most times, because I check myself on this often, and a great measurement of transformation and change, I think, is when you do more checking yourself than you do checking others. When you judge yourself more than you judge others, or as you are judging others, you are reminded that you too can be judged in that area, some way, shape, form, or fashion. So I want to start out tonight with something that I think is so appropriate, again, for this topic, and I want to go to Ephesians 2 and 10. We probably all know that, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I want to read that again. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. To me, that's basically your purpose, what you were prepared to do in advance prepared to do. So often we think of purpose and we think that it's all about what we need. My purpose needs to fulfill me, and it will. However, purpose to me is more about what the world and people need from us, not what we need in order to give it, because if God prepared it for you in advance, you no longer need it. You have it. It's just that we get so caught up looking at Becky, Robbie, the world, how the world says it should be done, what success is defined as, the measurements, you know, 24, what they say, 34, 26, whatever, the measurements of body and all this. We look at all this outwardly stuff. And we forget that what has been prepared for us is in us. And it's in us so that we can feed the world and people with that. So, again, tonight's topic is be the change that you want to see in the world and in people. Start with you. Release the expectations of people that we put on them. Release the times that you are offended. Start to ponder, why am I offended? Allow your life to be your greatest teacher. Some of the things that we continue to find ourselves going through, I feel, my opinion only, that we continue to go through a great majority of the things that we do because we refuse to get the message. We refuse to get the lesson. We refuse to go to class, study, take the test, and pass it. We refuse because we think we know what we want, we know what we need, but we don't. We don't. If we did, then we would all know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So and I thought this show, Rodney, was so appropriate because this is a time of year where people start to ponder and make all of these plans for a new life. I'm going to do this in 2018. And think about, as you start talking about 2018, go back to your December 2016. What were you saying about 2017? What were you going to do? Were you going to eat right? You're going to exercise? You're going to create a budget, you're going to do all these things that were going to make 2017 your best year. Well, now we're coming towards the end of 2017. And if you take, if most of us, including myself, simply sit down and evaluate the things that I stuck to. I had great desires and expectations, but again, if we're not careful, if we're not intentional, if we're not conscious, if we're not aware every day, if we don't wake up with affirmations, with praise, with worship, with faith, with desires to get through the day, we will lose sight so easily. We will lose sight. So, Rodney, I won't get too deep. I'll stop there, turn it over to you, and I'll come back.
Tammy, I think if we want to grow, we have to stop looking at other people as glasses and look at them as mirrors. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we're trying to see through people. Instead, we should be trying to see ourselves in every situation. But we're so focused on seeing through other people because we need a way to justify why we are the way that we are, or why we say the things that we say, or why we do the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
If we start looking at people and seeing mirrors, now instead of looking for justification, now we're looking for things that will help us mature, things that will help us become better people. But it's hard to look in the mirror when you're messed up. It's hard to look in the mirror. It's hard to look in the mirror when you feel good about yourself, or when you spend time working on your appearance. You can't get enough of the mirror. Why? Because you took the time to shower. You took the time to put on makeup. You took the time to iron this nice dress or this nice suit. Like, you feel good about yourself. And so you want to keep looking in the mirror. Why? Because you like, or at least in your mind, you think you're going to like what you see. But when you know you just got out of the bed and you know you look a hot mess, you are not that interested in a mirror. If you know your hair doesn't look the way that you want it to look, you don't want to keep looking in the mirror. But we'll look at glasses all day. Why? Because we can find fault in the glasses. We could talk about, oh, there's something floating in my water. Or what is this black stuff on this glass? Because we can see through that. But we can't grow that way. And so I think that we have to start focusing on who we are and what we can do to prepare ourselves for the things that we want, for the things that we need, for the goals that we're trying to reach. Because I knew that I wanted to be an assistant principal. I did not know when it was going to happen. And honestly, it didn't matter as much to me as when it was going to happen, but just the fact that it was going to happen. And I waited patiently. In my mind, I felt like I was not going to be a teacher this year. Well, I started off the year as a teacher. But it wasn't about my timing. It wasn't about my timing. And that's why I don't get into resolutions and all of these things. Because you know what? God is not on a schedule. And you don't know when your time is coming. You don't know when your day is coming. The only thing is you have to be ready. If you think about the story of the bridegroom in the Bible, about going to meet the bridegroom, there were people who were not ready, and so they missed it because they weren't ready. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. So when the time came, nope, sorry. If I wasn't finished with my degree, I wouldn't be in the position I am now. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I just knew I had to be ready. So when the time came, and it was the situation for me, it was easy for me to just move right in. So I'm going to say to everyone, focus on the things that no one can see. Focus on your heart. Is your heart in the right place? Even when you mess up, is your heart in the right place? And yes, that is possible. You can be in the middle of doing something wrong. Doesn't mean that your heart is in it. The same way when people do right, don't mean that their heart is in it. People give all the time. And not all the time is because they want to. People have reasons for doing things. People say sorry all the time, but they don't mean it. It works both ways. So focus on the things that nobody can see. Because as you work on the things that people can't see, eventually it's going to come out and everybody's going to see what's on the inside of you. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you ever want to know what people think about, just listen to them talk. Just listen to them talk. Because people are going to tell you what's on the inside of them. That's why when people say things like the N-word, or, you know, I think back to the Houston Texans owner when he talked about you can't let the inmates control the prison, and then he tried to say, well, I didn't mean it like that. Yes, you did. You meant it. It was in you. So focus on you, not in 2018. Focus on you right now. What can you do today to be ready for tomorrow? What can you do? Back over to you, Tammy.
Rodney, great stuff. And for those of you who are listening, remember, if you want to chime in, the number is 818-691-7406, or you can send us a message via Facebook. You can text if you'd like. And if you're on the line with us, select the number 1 and we'll pull you in. But tonight's discussion is about being the change that you want to see in the world and in others. Again, so important, because we expect so much from people when all that we are looking for is within us. Because, again, we were created for God's purpose. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we have to change. Change is necessary. I feel we cannot step into that purpose if we have not changed. The older, the later in life that we see this and recognize this, the more work it takes, the more challenging it is, because we've had more than enough time to become domesticated to this world. Parents take a part in domesticating us, the school system, just life itself, because we hear all this stuff. Again, what is success? If you're not this, then you're not successful. If you don't make this, then you're not successful. And so that helps us lose sight of the true meaning of life, and that is understanding your purpose, what you were created for, prepared for in advance, and remembering the purpose is not for you, for what you need to give to the world, what you've been predestined to give to the world. And so we have to, number one, I think, remove ourselves from the equation. And that doesn't mean that you don't care for yourself, you don't take care of yourself, you don't understand who you are, know who you are, that you don't know how to put yourself first, because there's a difference in loving yourself and being conceited and putting yourself up on a higher level than others. There is a true difference. So let's look again, change, transformation. What is change and transformation? What is it? Basically, transformation is a dramatic change in form or appearance. So you are changing something. And like Lottie said, one of the hardest things to do is to look in that mirror and own what you see. All the fears, all the doubts, all the pain, all the bondage, all of the regret, the shame, all of that thing, all of those things that, again, we allow to be put upon us to stop us. And we already know where that comes from. We already know. So we have to be mindful of our thoughts, especially of the self-talk, because just as Rodney said, he knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to be this year. It wasn't about when. It wasn't about right now, so to speak. So long as it came, as it happened, and that he was prepared for it when it happened. So you be mindful. Some good things to take away from this tonight. Be mindful. First of all, accept that there's a need for change and transformation. Consistent. You don't just change and stay here. You don't get on autopilot. Because as we continue to change, the passion for the purpose increases. And then we're on another level. We're reaching more people. We're digging. We're going into the depth of those people, again, giving them what they need. But we're working separately these days. Everybody wants to be, I hate that we always go here, but I think we always end up at church because that's where it is. That's where it should be. And what I was going to say is everybody wants to be a pastor. And so, therefore, we have a church on every corner. We have a church on every corner because everybody wants to lead. And sometimes you were just put here to help somebody lead. Come on now. Sometimes everybody's not a leader. Everybody can't be a leader because we weren't all created to be. But there's somewhere in the gist, in the midst of what is going on, where you can lead. Whether it's you could be in that church and lead the choir, you could be in that church and lead the praise and dance team, you could be in that church and lead a Bible study. You don't have to be the one that come in surrounded by all the Umma Bears and all this, and you don't have to be that one. And so that's the first thing, is just understanding what it means, what purpose means, what does it mean to change, and why there's a need. And then taking a look in that mirror, silencing your life enough to hear what the mirror is saying to you. Silencing your life enough for your life to be your greatest teacher. not someone else's life, which does not mean we cannot learn from someone else's life. Rodney, I think you said we should look at people as mirrors. What is it that I see in this person that makes me feel some kind of way? Is it something that I'm deficient in and they make me feel some kind of way because I think I should have it or I should be that or I should be doing that? What is it? Because I learned, you guys, every time I was offended by something or someone, it had nothing, rarely did it have anything to do with that person. It was more about what was going on internally with me. Where was I? Where did I think I should be? What should be happening in my life right now? Why me? All this stuff that just really at the end of the day does nothing but allows us to sink further and further and further in our very own self-sabotaging way of living, I'll say. So understanding what transformation is, understanding what change is, and the basic need, and change is just make or become different. That's it. And everything.
Tammy, I have a question for you.
Around us. Okay.
Going back to everyone wanting to be a pastor or the leader of a church, why do you think for years that has been a burning desire in so many people? And it seems like that desire is like it's just spreading like a wildfire. Like more and more people are getting this urge and saying, oh, well, the Lord told me to start a church. Why do you think that's such a burning feeling in so many people?
Well, it could be a number of things, and I think that for the most part, people are so broken and deprived and have a deficiency of value to of feeling valuable to people, to the world, to even to themselves. So I think one thing is people feel like this being a pastor is such it brings such, it's self-satisfying, so to speak, because you have people that look up to you, they do these things for you. Because all someone has to do is be say that they're a pastor, and you can see people, like, become gullible to them, in a sense. So I think that people really, and not everybody, most people think that this is a very fulfilling, self-gratifying position to be in, and I think if we really, and this is just me talking, if they really thought about it and if they really understood what comes with that, they'd say, oh God, please use me somewhere else. Just please use me somewhere, because I feel like that is the one of the most important positions to be in. And also, I think if we just keep it real, hey, I get to show up for some of them on Sunday mornings. I get to stay at home and do a tape and let y'all watch me on the screen while we don't do any connecting. And again, if that works for you, great. However, I think it's a bit more to it. I think it has to be a bit more to it for leaders. But I think, again, to answer your question, it's what they think they're going to get out of it, and that is people all over me. Something to say that I am somebody, I am valuable. Then the other answer would be, hey, I could do the least and get paid the most. It's not a 9 to 5 like it used to be for people. I mean, that's just keeping it real. And I think some of these people understand how gullible people are. And at the end of the day, we are, for the most part, we're looking for someone to save our internal spirit. We're looking for answers from people, places, and things, especially pastors. We're looking for it. And I say this for me. If the answer is not within me, if I don't already have some recognition of what the answer is, some knowledge and understanding, there is nothing a pastor can do for me. I'm sorry. If I don't understand God and the essence of who God is, if I don't have that in me, or at least a desire, a true passionate desire, then I don't think a pastor is going to be able to, he may light your fire a Sunday or two, but you must know how to keep it burning. You must be equipped, or at least prepared to learn how to be equipped to keep it burning. Or if it burns out, you might really need to know how to relight it and understand the need to relight it. We put too much focus or too much into pastors. And again, I'll say that's a lot of the reason why everybody wants to lead or be that leader, because of their own selfishness, their own need to be hovered over. Not all, because we have some great pastors around. I truly believe that. But even to go there, I think the great pastors are becoming discouraged and feeling like they have to now change their format, adapt to in order to fit in. And we won't switch the topic here, and I'll say this and get off of this. Right now, I remember when we were talking, when whatever was going on, I think it was the Texas had the storms going on, and everybody was talking about, help me, Rodney, what's the pastor, Joel Osteen, not opening up his church. And everybody was talking about, well, not everybody, but I saw a lot of postings and heard a lot of talk about, you know, he has this big church and blah, 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 and you can't have such a big church and be this and that. So my comment to that is, if someone has a small church, you don't want to go because it's too small and he's not doing enough to grow his church. If it's too big, I guess he did too much to grow his church and he doesn't know what he's doing and he's not really a God-fearing person. So who determines the line here? Who's what and who gets to determine that? And again, we don't want to go to the small churches. And we don't think the big churches are legit. So where's everybody going and what are we doing? But most importantly, how are we growing? How are we changing? How are we being renewed by the mind? How is our heart changing? See, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you go to a building or not. It's who you are when you step out of that building. It's who you are on Sunday afternoon and how you choose to live your life and change. So that would be my answer to that, right? And again, I'm sure it varies across the board, but I just think people are broken and hurting and looking for the world to fix them or to change so that their life can change. And it's not going to happen. You are not going to transform based on somebody else's doing, period. I can't change you. I can barely change me. There are days I question this whole process, but questioning it does not mean I will quit. Questioning it does not mean I don't know the importance and the necessity of keeping forward. I can't go back. I will not go back. I will not revert to the old Tammy. And in spite of how difficult it is some days to push forward towards the transformed Tammy, I won't go back. And so you just have to make a decision on what you want, who you are, who were you created to be, prepared in advance. What were you prepared in advance to do? and to give to the world? Do you value yourself? And again, valuing self is totally different from being self-centered and self-seeking. It is a must that we love ourselves. Who created us? It is a must. And the way you treat yourself and allow people to treat you speaks of how you or if you value yourself. We must be willing to look at those habits that have been formed from pain, bondage, false perceptions that have become your own sick reality. You must be willing to become unlearned. And like I said, the older we get, Rodney, because, I mean, I had someone ask me, how long have you been doing this thing? Like, how long? And it's actually someone that I've been working with for a few weeks now. And I got a random text from her Saturday about some things. And so she finally, one of her questions was, so how long have you been transforming? And I said, you don't want to know. Because it doesn't end. It doesn't end. And people think because you make the decision to do this that life is perfect and nothing ever happens, nothing goes wrong. It is totally the opposite. I think when you make a decision to revert and to go back and become childlike just for a moment, become childlike so that you are in control of allowing what you take in and what you know to release. Because, again, I'll say this, without knowing, we have been domesticated by parents, just by way of life, by school, by the work environment, the church environment, just life. We look at others and we look at what's evolving around us. You take marriage, for example. People we can say all day, we can date, we can say we fall in love. At the end of the day, I think very few people really believe in love and marriage and relationships. I think very few people believe in that. And it's just based on what we see, what we hear. But you have to take control of what you pull in, of your very own, I'll call it, I guess, self-talk, because your self-talk really is your conversation with the universe. What you say, what you think, how you feel, the emotions that you allow to shake you, and make you make decisions that you ordinarily would not, that is your conversation with the universe, and that becomes your energy. You, for instance, Rodney, you knew what you wanted. You prepared for it. And that was your self-talk. That was telling the universe, it will come, but I'm not going to put a time on it because, as I said earlier, Rodney is one of the few people that in my life that I see saying, I ain't going to say God going to do this or that. I'm just going to trust in his will, that it will be how it will be when it will be. I surrender, so to speak. So I'll stop right there, Rodney, because I'll get going. Back over to you. I'll check the line while you step in.
Sounds good. When I saw that you had selected this topic, one of the first things that came to my mind was one of the scriptures that I always refer back to, and that's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I think that it's a good time for all of us to be reminded that you do not have an obligation to validate other people when you don't agree. Mm. It is not your duty to jump on every train that leaves the station. That's not your job. Just because everyone is singing Kumbaya doesn't mean you need to find a spot in the choir. I think that we need to, in order to be transformed, I think that we need to find out who we are and what needs to be changed, and don't make that decision based on the world. I think we get caught up in, drama and gossip and ignorance and foolishness. I think we get caught up in those things way too easily. We get wrapped up in social media to a point where we think that it is law. We think that everything that we see or that we hear is real. We don't take the time to do our own research. And by doing research, I don't just mean getting online and surfing the internet. We don't take the time to read anymore. We don't take the time to engage in discussions with people who don't necessarily see things the way that we do. And this past weekend, I had a chance to attend a training down in Richmond, Virginia, and people were kind of thrown off when, you know, because we were talking about the different learning styles of children versus adults. And one of the things that I said was that as adults, we're encouraged to take ourselves out of the equation. For example, you go to grad school, they tell you, you know, they ask you, what does the research say? Because they want you to get a perspective that's different than your own. But we're afraid of that. We're afraid to talk to people who don't believe the same things that we do. We're afraid they might say something that is going to have us thinking, and it's not going to match what we've been doing for the last 30 years. We can't transform as long as we're afraid of change. We can't move forward as long as we're afraid to hit the gas pedal. That's the only way we're going forward. In order to go forward, you have to take steps. So I'm going to encourage everyone to be willing to listen. And I remember when I went in for my interview with the superintendent, and, you know, he was giving me some pointers about leadership, and he said, there's a reason why you have two ears and one mouth. Keep that in mind as you travel along your journey. And we have to listen to receive. We have to listen to get an understanding and not listen to respond. We're so quick to want to give our opinion. Sometimes your opinion is not needed. Be willing to talk to any and everybody, because you can learn something from ignorant people. You can learn something from foolish people. You can learn something from gay people. You can learn something from heterosexual people. You can learn something from white people when it comes to race. We think because we've, you know, historically, we've always, as black people, been on the short end of the stick, and so we don't realize that we can't move forward because we don't want to hear anything a white person has to say when it comes to racism. We think that we are the experts when it comes to racism. But you might learn something. that will help you in your understanding. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to toss it back over to you, Tammy. A few weeks ago, I did a training, and it was basically about self-awareness, and it was about examining your own prejudices, your own assumptions, your own biases. And I got a lot of good feedback about the workshop. Cool. What people enjoyed the most was the fact that they moved around a lot. They did about 95% of the talking and the work. The only thing I did was facilitate. But I created opportunities for them to think, for them to interact with one another, for them to see different perspectives, and they all got something out of it. They were mad that I didn't give them a whole lot of time. They were like, man, this is really good. And I'm like, the whole point is to keep the conversation going. The whole point is for your interactions with people not like you to happen tomorrow. And so don't get caught up in what you see and what you hear on television. Find out for yourself. Our society, because of advances in technology, our society has gotten very lazy. And instead of looking things up for ourselves, what do we do? Well, did you see Fox 5? Did you see what happened over there? We don't know if it happened or not. We talk about what's on Twitter. We talk about what's on Facebook. We don't know what happened. And every time somebody gives us their truth, we act like it's the gospel. No, it's just somebody's truth. It doesn't mean that it's the end all. A lot of times people give their perspectives and they act like it is the law. No. And people go back and repeat things. Okay, I had a bad experience with the police officer. That doesn't mean that every police officer is like that. People, you know, everybody's an expert on relationships now. And what they do is they write books, they hold workshops based on their truth, right? And then people leave from there with the understanding that this applies to every situation. And so they go and they try to repeat what they've heard. They try to sound like an expert. And it's like, no, that's somebody else's truth. Back over to you, Tim.
Wow. As we have, I'll say this. Thanks, Rodney. As we have learned to value ourselves, Rodney and I, I'm still on this, Rodney. We have learned to value our time. Rodney, you, Rodney and I used to come and we would stay on here sometimes till, 11 and so on. We have the show has expired on its recording and we will still be on here. And I don't say that to say that we will never do that again. I say that to say that we're here to feed you, and we're here to help you grow as we are continuing to do the same, even through these shows. So what we'll do, if the lines are still open, the chat line is still open, we will stay as long as there is feedback and things coming in. If you have questions, comments, please do let us know. But we've been on a little over an hour, so what we'll do is work to bring it to a close. That being said, if you have something, bring it. Give it to us. You know, the lines are open, 818-691-7406. If you have suggestions, you have a comment, if you want to share something, please do it. I think one of the greatest things, one of, because there are more, there are many, is our silence about what we're going through, how we're feeling. And once you give that out, once you release it, then you're able to own it so that you can change it, figure out how to change it. But we get caught up in our feelings and our emotions and wanting to be seen as, you know, kind of perfect people who have these perfect lives and going through nothing and not challenged in anything. It is not a sign of weakness to let go, to share. Of course, we need to be mindful of our sharing, more so in the way of the advice that we are receiving. So the lines are open. What I'd like to do is just remind everybody who's on, new format coming for next year, 2018. We'll do that for as long as it seems to work. We may change it up if we see fit to, but Rodney and I will come to you maybe about once a month with topics such as this. We need your help. What are you going through? What would you like to talk about? And I want to make it clear that we are not experts in what we come talk to you about. As a matter of fact, most of the time for me, something is said that I need to hear, that encourages me to keep moving, to look at where I am rather than where even where I want to be. Because if I look at where I'd like to be in my life, I will be like, I can't do that. I can't get there. Who am I? I'm crazy to think that I can be and do this and be able to handle all this. So I'm learning to stay in the now, to stay focused. If I'm cooking, I'm cooking. If I'm driving, I'm driving. I'm working on keeping my mind set in that moment. Now, does it mean I won't ever cook and maybe have to talk to somebody or do something else? No. But it means I'm mindful of the importance of staying in the present time and moment and stop pushing my mind further than it needs to go so often, so much so. So just to kind of recap, and I'll check the lines before we do that to make sure that we are not missing anybody. And the chat line, we're good there. Okay. Just to kind of recap, tonight's topic was basically about being the change that you want to see. And you guys, change is difficult. Transformation, change is difficult because you are becoming unlearned. You got to put away habits that come from pain, from resentment, from hurt, from disappointment, from life and people that most times we care about and need and want in our lives and expect things from. So this change is coming from a very dear and rooted place, and it's all different for all of us. Life has a way of changing all of us and in different ways. So it's difficult to continue to look at others and say, this is how my life should be. This is where I should be now. This is what I should have done by now. And if you live there, you won't make the changes. So as we work to come to a close, I'm just going to throw out a few things out there, and then we'll open the lines back up. I'll turn it back over to Rodney, and we'll work to end the show unless someone has questions or comments. And, again, we welcome them. Become some things to just kind of keep pondering on or keep in your mind as you move forward in changing your life or just becoming better at living life. So many people are, and I love this because this is what the show is about, dying to live. So many of us are just existing. We weren't put here just to go to work, pay bills, and start all over again. That's not what we were put here for. I don't think that was the plan. So you have to learn to become a master of self-discipline. That is hard to do, to get yourself disciplined so that your actions speak for your journey, where you want to go. What is it? What is your purpose? What do you have to give the world? Not what you need from the world, because what you need from the world, somebody else within their purpose and passion for that purpose will be able to give it to you. So think about that. Your purpose is about what you were created to give the world, not what you need from it. Positive attitude. Make it mandatory. Make it mandatory that you have a positive attitude about life, about people, about places, about things. Look for the good. That doesn't mean we don't deal with the challenging and the bad. But can you look for positiveness? Can you be positive energy? Can you be light? Can you be salt? Are you? And do you have someone that could be that for you when you need it? And are you willing to say, I need it? I need it right now. I'm challenged today. I post these things now, and I just post them when I'm ready. It could be 9 o'clock at night, and I might say Happy Monday. And I know people think I'm posting it for them, but you know what? It has become my reminder. How dare I not have a happy day? How dare I get caught up in myself? How dare I? I've been in my zone and been feeling some kind of way, and I would be reminded, you posted Happy Monday. You posted something today. No, you can't be here. You can't live in this moment. Whatever works for you, and be unapologetic about it. Whatever works for you, be willing to look in that mirror, as Rodney talked about. Be willing to look in there, stare at it, and accept what you see. That doesn't mean that you don't work to change it or perfect it, but you first got to acknowledge who's there, what's there, how is it affecting my life. Read more. You choose. But reading to me allows you to meet people and see, and I'll say, and visit places that otherwise, for me, I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to sit down and talk to Stephen Covey. Is one of my favorites. I don't know if I will ever get to talk. But guess what? I can read his perception of life. I can get in his head. I can have a sit-down conversation. I can watch Super Soul Sunday and get into Oprah's head or whoever she has on there. And guess what? Not everything fits me, but that's okay. I look for what does. Pray. Meditate. Silence your life enough to where you can hear your life speaking to you, where you can hear your greatest teacher, which is your life, not my life, not Rodney's life, your life. Because this, what we give you, is just catch up on your nuggets, I'll say. Well, that's it. You hold it. You hold the substance. We can't give you all that you need. We could just give you something to go by. And all that we say should not always be fitting for you. You should challenge us. You should provoke us to think differently or to see it in a different way. You should. We welcome it. Rodney brought up renewing your mind. It has to be renewed. We have to take every thought captive. Every. I'm challenging my thoughts so much now that I feel like I'm crazy. But I know I'm not. I know it's necessary because it's so easy to go back to what you know and be what you know how to be, whatever that is. And so we got to learn to be mindful, conscious, aware in this state of transformation and change, and stop fighting what was put in us, what we were created to be, because the greatest fight that we have is the fight that we have with ourselves. I should tell Brandon, the greatest lies that we tell are the ones that we convince ourselves of, the lies that we tell ourselves. So stop fighting the very person you were created to be. Who wins here? Who wins? And lastly, there's something I want to read, but lastly I'll say, live your life based on your expectations of your authentic self rather than what the world says you should be and others. There's so many of us. I did it for so long, lived my life for everybody else. And it damn near killed me or made me want to be dead because you can't keep up. I wasn't created to be. I can't win this fight. If I would have kept going, I couldn't win that fight. So you make a choice, and you have the courage to keep going, to create new habits, to move forward. At the end of the day, we all want to be valued, heard, accepted, understood, but most of all, loved for who we are, unconditional love. That's what we're looking for. But if we're looking for it, are we giving it? Are we thinking it? Are we expecting it? Are we? And I'm gonna read one of my favorite things ever, Rodney, and then I'm gonna turn it back over to you. And if we don't have any callers and anything in the chat room, then we'll just we'll bring it to a close. And I've shared this on the show many times before. And probably will continue to do so, but it is, I'd rather see a sermon there than hear one any day. And it goes, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell me the way. The eye is a better pupil, more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples are always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see a good put in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your hand in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may understand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. When I see a deed of kindness, I'm eager to be kind. When a weaker brother stumbles and a strong man stands behind, just to see if he can help him, then the wish grows strong in me to become as big and thoughtful as I know that friend to be. And all the travelers can witness the best of guides today is not the one who tells them, but the one who shows the way. And I'll stop there because this is the longer version, but you guys can Google that. Read that daily and ask yourself, am I what I'm looking for in others? Am I working to be? Am I light in this world of darkness? Am I salt in this world of darkness? Have I put away my childish thoughts, my acts, my mindset? Am I still on milk, baby formula, milk? Where am I? Who am I? Do I understand myself? What am I doing? Am I giving the world what I was destined to give? Prepared for. And that's what we mean by be the change that you want to see. Take your eyes off other people and look in that mirror. Get your own mirror as you walk this walk. And I'll say 2018 is quickly approaching, but like Rodney said, start today. Start today. If 2018 is going to be different, you might as well start now. Start preparing. Prep your meal. Get all the things that you're going to need. Start reading. Start promoting positive changes in your life, positive habits that support where you're going. And we look forward to having you back here, God willing, 2018. We'll be back Monday, January 8th at 8 o'clock, unless something just happens and we have to get on and say something, do something, we won't be back until January 8th. And then, again, please be reminded that we're looking for your stories. We're looking to hear what you're doing, why you're doing it, what you need, where you're challenged. Again, you don't have to be this person that's on TV, that has written books or make the six figures, drive the fancy cars, the clothes. We are looking for people who have a story and want to allow God's glory to be seen through that story. So that being said, Rodney, I'll turn it back over to you, and as you're coming forward, I'll check the lines and I'll check the chat line, and then we'll close out.
All right. Sounds good to me. I'm going to end the show, Tammy, just by reading some quotes about change. The first one is from Christopher McCandless, and it says, "So many people live within unhappy circumstances and yet will not take the initiative to change their situation because they are conditioned to a life of security, conformity, and conservation, all of which may appear to give one peace of mind, but in reality, nothing is more damaging to the adventurous spirit." The next one comes from William Arthur Ward. "Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings." The next one is from Jimmy Dean. Says, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." And the next one is from Maya Angelou. "If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." And the last one is from Margaret Mead, and it says, "Never believe that a few caring people can't change the world, for indeed, that's all who ever have." We want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to the Butterfly Evolution Show. Thank you for tuning into our last broadcast of 2017. Thank you guys for your continued support. Thank you for everyone who stayed on with us for the hour and 23 minutes that we've been on. We really appreciate you guys, and we would not be able to do this without your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We do want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make sure you are safe. Enjoy this time to give back, not necessarily focus on giving, you know, presents to the people that we love or the people that are closest to us, but find a way to give back. Find a way to do something positive, do something that's unexpected over the next 2 weeks. Surprise someone who's not expecting to hear from you or not expecting to receive something from you. Do something different, and I guarantee you, you'll have a different feeling about yourself. And whatever you do, don't broadcast it to anyone. Do it in secret. If anyone tells a story, let the person that you bless tell the story. But please enjoy this time if you're like me, and you'll be off for 2.5 weeks. And definitely enjoy your time. Tamari said I'm rubbing it in, but as I always say,
we all have to.
Friday is my last day until January 2nd. I'm looking forward to it. But definitely enjoy your time, everybody, and we are looking forward to being back with you January the 8th. Please bring your ears and also bring your thoughts and your opinions. Again, thank you guys for being with us. We hope that you have a blessed week, and we hope that you have a good night. And as we do in Butterfly Evolution fashion, we're going to end it with our song that goes out to Cousin Diane. I didn't see Cousin Diane's number tonight, but Cousin Diane probably don't know when we're going to be on and when we're not. But anyway.
She doesn't. I checked, and she didn't know. She didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're gonna play her song anyway. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
But I know.